God's word is a fire in my bones,
and I cannot keep it in.
We are not building an institution or a program.
We are building the kingdom of God.
This is Do Not Keep Silent.
Good evening, friends. What a way to end the day. Looking forward to sharing with you about how one of my days ended a few years ago. And this is Do Not Keep Silent. Yeah, don't be a pushover. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. I greatly appreciate you taking time to be with me here for the program. Shared with you in the past about discipling our children, making pointed, not just decisions, but actions. We need to act, friends, not just talk about things. It needs to be done. What a way to end the day. Well, on Facebook a few years ago, discussing, well, the hot topic of abortion back then. Yeah, it's been a hot topic for quite a few years. Among other things, my older children at the time, again, this is about 9 years ago, they were looking over my shoulder and reading what I and others were writing back and forth to each other. And that night, while we were reading the Bible as a family, my oldest son, Ezra, he asked me, "Dad, why are you against abortion and what is it?" All of my children were there and I wasn't sure if I should actually proceed with this conversation, but I decided to go ahead. I told them what partial birth abortion was, and my second son, Elijah, just looked dumbfounded as if I, well, as he tuned in, he listening, he was just shocked when he heard what was happening. Our first daughter, Annika, began to tear up and was very silent. My oldest son interrupted me and said, and I'm quoting here, "That pisses me off." The righteous anger was really moving, friends. You will notice I did not tell them what to think. They just knew it was wrong. They knew it was murder, as well, you'll find out in just a bit. Ezra and Elijah asked, "Do the babies feel it?" I told them that the babies are given no pain-killing medicine and about what nurses have said in their own testimonies regarding seeing abortions being done. I also informed them that some nurses will not help in performing abortions anymore because of what they have witnessed. I asked my children if they thought it would be a good idea to let these mothers-to-be have an ultrasound before they made their decision to have an abortion or not, so they'd be educated on at least what was going on and what they'd be doing. My oldest looked at me and said, "Yes, they should be doing that. Why aren't they doing that now?" And I just let him know that there are people who are trying to make it so these mothers-to-be and fathers-to-be at least see an ultrasound of their baby before they make a decision to give birth or not to the child. I also informed them, though, that there are people out there trying to stop this from happening because they say it is the mother's right to choose what to do, and they say it's trampling on their rights. Now, again, I want to remind everyone this happened 9 years ago. My oldest son now is 23 years old. Back then, he was 14 years old. Our second son was 13. So, as I describe the rest of this for you here, I heard, at least for me, what was music to my ears from my oldest son. Again, he was 14 years old, and he said, "What about the rights of the baby?" Friends, where we are as a society headed when we will not protect those who cannot protect themselves? Where are we as a people when we freely allow a mother to actually take the life of her own child, murdering their child under the guise of liberty? And friends, what about the liberty of that child? I actually had someone make an argument once that I should stay out of it because I didn't know what that child would choose for themselves. He was saying that I didn't know if the child would choose life or abortion for itself. Friends, it really has gotten that ridiculous. What would you choose for yourself? Make it personal. Would you choose life or would you choose death from the womb? Sure, you know, there are people who are suicidal or have had a bad life. And maybe you're one of those people. And if you are, please, I just implore you, turn to Jesus. He has not just a lot of love for you, but living out his way is life-giving. But friends, who would actually choose to not have life from the beginning, from the very beginning? I mean, come on. We all would choose life, wouldn't we? Most people I know who lean toward the pro-choice position are virtually the same people who want quote-unquote free health care for themselves and available to others, claiming they are thinking about others. Friends, many of those same people want to force others to have to pay for the abortions of those not wanting their child. How sad it's come to this. Friends, without life, there is no liberty. Without liberty, there is no pursuit of happiness. We see in Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. Friends, the way forward truly is back. We must get back to living out biblical principles, and we must understand. We must understand who instituted what is right and what is wrong. Almighty God did this. So much of our society is based on biblical principles, what God Almighty instituted. If you don't believe me, why are you wearing clothing right now? Where did that idea even come from? Murder. Why is murder so wrong? Friends, Cain murdered his brother Abel. And God let us all know that was wrong. In fact, Abel's blood was crying out from the earth. So much more I could go into. One last one. Marriage. What is the true definition of marriage? Marriage. Who instituted that? Well, Almighty God did from the very beginning, between one man and one woman. Now, that doesn't mean people haven't twisted it up and done their own thing with it, but what is the initial definition? What did God ordain? What did God institute? One man, one woman. Well, for life. Thanks for tuning in to the program right now. You can find more information about the ministry at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com.
Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason Dezurek.
Man apart from Christ does not think after God. Why can we all look at the same thing and all come to different conclusions? It's not really because we're merely coming from different perspectives. Friends, it's because of sin. Why does it seem like God isn't doing anything about wicked people? Sin. And to us, why does it seem like God's being so harsh at times? It's sin. Sin corrupts everything, and I mean everything. Friends, there is not one who is without sin. There is not one who seeks after God. Go find our blog post titled Sin Distorts Your Worldview today.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, go find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. I appreciate you taking time to be with me for the program as we started out here tonight talking about just out of the mouths of babes, truth. And I'd like to continue on in that mindset. At least in June of 2009, my wife and I, well, we lost our seventh child in a miscarriage. Straight up, it was a very difficult time for us. But by the grace of God, we were able to make it through, and it helped me better to understand how precious human life really is. The doctors actually estimated the size of our baby that, well, was a boy. Our son died in the fourth month of pregnancy. What really made it difficult was that my wife was supposed to be in the fifth month of the pregnancy. Yes, the baby had been dead for approximately 1 month. You'll notice I'm using the word baby. I'm not using the word fetus. And, well, I'll share with you why that's so important in just a bit. Our local doctor was unsure of what we were all in for. And so, friends, even though at the time it was pretty difficult to hear him basically say, "I'm not dealing with this. We are not prepared for this." I was like, "You're a doctor," thinking to myself, "deal with this. Take care of my wife." I can honestly say he was very wise and sent us to a university hospital to be treated by specialists. To my surprise, all of the nurses, doctors, and hospital staff, they were so nice. All of the hospital staff. I'm talking about even those who checked us in. And this is why I use the word baby, not fetus. It, whatever. They were all so sorry that our son had died at 4 months in the womb. You noticed I said the word died. Friends, these medical professionals, these people who were working at the front, they all came in and said, "We're sorry for your loss of your baby at 4 months into the pregnancy." They did not call it a fetus. They not only treated my wife and me with love and dignity, but friends, this is why, at least on an experience level, I hold so dear to the position I do. They treated our dead son with the same respect and dignity that they gave us. They asked what our son's name was and if we wanted to have a funeral or have him cremated. 4 months in the womb, friends. They even wrapped him in a blanket and offered to take photos of him so we could remember him. If you just tuning in again, please note, this is at the 4 month stage of his growth during a pregnancy. Do you see where this leads us, friends? If for us, grieving parents who had wanted this baby, doctors were treating our baby as a dead child at 4 months inside of the womb. Why is it different for others who choose to get an abortion at 4 months? Does anyone have an answer? Anyone? For those of you who may be yelling at the radio right now, Here's the facts. There is no difference. Maybe emotionally, there is a difference. But medically, scientifically, and factually speaking, there is no difference. And we must decide to look at it in reality. They are the exact same situation, no matter the intent of the parent. That baby is still a human being. And friends who want gray area, friends, there's no gray area on this one. One option is right, and one is wrong. As for me, I know which one is right. And if you're willing to let your emotions get out of the way and just look at the facts, you also know which is right. The choice is up to you. I encourage you to please, please make the right choice. And friends, as we continue on, please note, if for any reason you've had an abortion, God does not hate you, and neither do I. And neither do true Christ followers. You are loved. We love you, and we want to help you. We encourage you to invite Jesus into your life. Friends, some scriptures I'd like to point out to you as well in taking a look at just life itself. When life begins, things like that. Jeremiah 1:5, we see this. We see before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Now, friends, that's written to Jeremiah himself. But, friends, God knew you before you were born. He knew you in the womb. And, friends, for those of you who don't know, the first person to actually recognize Jesus Christ as who he was, who he is, was John the Baptist, who leapt in his mother's womb when they were close together, because he was close to Jesus and he knew who Jesus was. This is, do not keep silent. My name is Jason DeZurek, your host for the program. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. I'll wrap this up shortly. Again, thanks for being with me here for the program. And you can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurek.
As I get started today, I'd like to direct you to a blog post titled John 6:66, The Church in Freefall, written by Chad Kuhn. You see, John 6:66 is one of the most heartbreaking verses in all of the Bible. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Then we see in John 6:67 that Jesus says, do you also want to go away? Friends, the separation seems to be occurring in the church today. Many Christians are adopting unbiblical beliefs in the name of being woke, inclusive, relevant, and even loving. We must realize that we don't get to reinvent Jesus. We only receive him as he is, as clearly seen in the Bible. Friends, he cannot be separated from his word. To dig more into this idea, please go find Chad Kuhn's blog post titled John 6:66, The Church in Free Fall.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurek.
Friends, I think we need to take some time and answer a question that all of us need to ask ourselves. What can we agree on in society? Can we agree that it's time to get to know our neighbor and even some of our friends on social media better? Instead of demonizing each other, we need to let people start really having productive conversations, because it's difficult to make someone a monster when you know them and they know you. Friends, truth will set you free. It can set us all free. To dig into this idea more, go find our blog post titled, United We Stand, Divided We Fall.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, go find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. We see in Genesis 1, starting in verse 26, then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. Then God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And God said, see, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed. To you it shall be for food. Also, to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, in which there is life, I have given every green herb for food, and it was so. Then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. It's Genesis 1, 26 through 31 there for us to consider. You are made in the image of God, and he loves you. Your children are made in the image of God, and he loves them. Your baby, not yet born, is made in the image of God, and he loves your child. Now for something possibly that might be difficult to hear, but I think we need to wrap this up with some serious truth. And men, I'm talking to you. So many people like to look at the woman who decides to have sex outside of marriage, who ends up conceiving a child inside of her. Friends, she did not do that on her own. Men, we need to start taking responsibility and looking at our own selves. And when a child does come from having sex outside of marriage, men, we need to step it up and take responsibility. Let's not leave that woman out on a lurch. She is not the bad guy. We need to show love in all that we do. We see in Romans 12, 2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. We also see in Philippians 4, 8, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything praiseworthy, think about these things. I encourage you, not just the men, but the women tuning in, we need to love our children, moms and dads. We need to, well, follow the ways of God. God made sex for inside of a marriage bond on purpose. I know for some of us that's very hard to hear. Now, can you have sex outside of marriage? Absolutely you can. But with that comes responsibility. God-given responsibility. God-ordained responsibility. I encourage you to find out more about the ministry at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. You can find our blog there, radio programs, podcast. You can even find books that we've released in the past. We'll also be releasing a brand new book called Call to Arms, written by Charlie Wolcott. It'll be released on September 12th of this year. It'll be available at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. That's our first novel we'll be releasing, publishing for Worldview Warriors Publishing. Again, find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. You go out and make today great, and don't be a pushover.
Be made new in Jesus Christ.
I will play your games. Just let me be.
Find us online
at donotkeepsilent.com.